Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Let's start this hour off on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We get set for the Guardians and Cubs, and you know it's Tuesday night, big time TV tonight with the MLB on TBS, and Ron Darling will be on the call. Ron, thank you for joining us again. We always love having you on the show. Please tell me you pack some offense on this road trip, because the Guardians have been struggling to find runs in the last four games. They found six in one of those, but otherwise it's been goose eggs like crazy. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for you guys for having me back. And yes, I've been crunching you guys' numbers all morning, and I haven't figured out the Rubik's cube of your offense yet. But you know, listen, you've got some good players. You got some players that have underperformed. You know, Fry is a big part of your offense. He hasn't gotten on track since coming off the IL. So it's in there. It just hasn't come to fruition, especially of late. You know,
what does a pitcher do, Ron, in that situation? The rotation's been really good as of late for the Guardians, but they know they're pitching, you know, without a safety net. They're not going to get a whole lot of runs most nights. How does that affect what they do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, you got your guy, one of the great nicknames in the game, right? The big rig, Gavin Williams, pitching tonight. I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't go into the game and say, boy, if I'm not perfect, I have no chance. Those are the things that you can't worry about, because you have no control over it. All you have control over is being as good as you can be. And Williams, when he's at his best, you guys have seen him. He's the full package and just getting better. You know, he's taking the next step this year. Absolutely. But you can't worry about your offense. You only can worry about what you can control, and that is keeping the ball down, keeping the ball in the park against the Cubbies team. And you know, if your team, which has been, you know, your offensive guys, if they get shut out like they have three of the last four games, I mean, what can you do about that? You have no control. So I think you just have to concentrate on what you do.
I think the other part that they got to avoid is looking at the standings, right? I mean, they're 11 and a half back. That's the biggest gap between a first and second place team in all of Major League Baseball. And I think as a fan, you're sitting here going 11 and a half back. And I know Jeff and I were like, well, okay, well, we got to be careful. It's it's July 1st, but man, that feels like a mountain between the Guardians and Tigers right now.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, this is the largest lead the Tigers have had since their magical year in 84 when they started out 35-5. That's another thing. You're right. You can't worry about that because you're not going to catch them if you continue to play the way you're playing. So, you know, one of the things you have to concentrate on, and I know Stephen Vogt and his staff are making sure they convey this message, is, you know, you just have to figure out a way to win tonight, and then you'll kind of figure it out the next day. The great thing about this wild card era, though, is this is not without precedent. You know, the 2019 Nationals were 11, 12 games under 500. They won it all. 2021 Braves just lost Acuna. They were 10 or 11 games under 500. They won it all. And the Mets last year, who made it to the NLCS, were 11 or 12 in June. They had that record, so they came back as well. So it's not without precedent. One of the things that's great about this wild card era is if you hover around 500 or better, you're going to be in some kind of race. And then if you make a big move in August and September, then you'll secure a spot. So it's daunting, absolutely, but it's not something you can't overcome.
Ron, I wonder about hitting today and pitching today, and you see batting averages around the league not where they used to be, and team batting averages not where they used to be. According to what Baseball Reference, team batting averages have been under 250 for like the last 5 or 6 years. Is that a problem that needs corrected, or is that okay? You know, I think back to the 60s when they lowered the mound, you know, when pitching was dominant. Should anything be done here, or is it just pitching's doing a great job, because it really is?
Yeah, and it's kind of scary when you see guys like Keynes and Milwaukee's Mizorowski and the Reds' Chase Burns, even though he got hit last night. You're seeing all these big arms. Like, when does it end, you know, for these hitters? Well, as far as the batting average is concerned, in today's game, the powers that be that run the game don't care about batting average. You know, they care about OPS. So one of the things you're going to get from professional players is that they will go where they're going to be paid, where they're incentivized. So if the front office doesn't care about batting average, neither do they. So the continuation to try to find slug in their game is still going to happen, unless we go back to incentivizing being able to put the ball in play, elevating guys from AAA, like Luis Arraez type players, guys who put the bat on the ball. Stephen Kwan, of course, who plays left field for you guys. If more of those players are brought to the big leagues, then you'll see batting average go up. It's very similar to starting pitching. You know, the powers that be incentivize going as hard as you can, as long as you can, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. But if they paid major league pitchers only on innings and starts, you would watch them pitching a lot more innings and a lot more starts. That's kind of how professional sports works. It's a very, I know for the fan at home, it's got to be so frustrating. And at times for me, it's frustrating, you know. And that's one of the places to me that I see the sport having to watch itself, because you know, the starting pitchers matchup that when I was a kid I would look in the paper and say, I've got to watch this game or I've got to track this game because it's two heavyweights going at it, happens less and less often. And I think that's bad for the sport, in my opinion.
That's a great point. Sometimes we get caught up in it because we know how good he is here, and then we see through the All-Star game sometimes that he is recognized nationally. But Jose Ramirez, I love hearing like your perspective and outsider's perspective on really how lucky we are to have this guy and that he decided he wanted to be here. And I think fans get it. They understand it. But it's kind of an outlier in all of professional sports.
Yeah, I think that's what makes there's a thousand things that makes Jose special. But that he chose to stay in his town, unlike maybe a Garrett Cole in Pittsburgh, although he was traded, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We always, 99% of the time, we get athletes that say that they want to stay, but they've got to test the market, see what they're worth, whatever. And occasionally you get a real dedicated to the town athlete like Jose Ramirez that understands he's very comfortable where he's at. He's happy where he's at, and he's happy to take a hometown discount. Can you just imagine what he'd be worth on the free market after the Soto contract? So those players very rarely come around, and when they do, they should be cherished not only by the sport but also by the fan base that they play for, and certainly that has happened in Cleveland. The story I probably have told you before, but one of the things that I love about Jose is the 1 year, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, it was Kwan's first year, maybe 2 years ago, and Tito Francona had told him, Jose Ramirez, hey, listen, we got a lot of young guys. We're only going to have a chance if they watch the best player on our team hustle and play harder than anyone else. And he went out and did that, which he always does anyway. And it inspired that team to the postseason. So it's those kind of players that there's not enough of them.
Ron, do you think there was, and I'm just saying this just because the fans love it. I love it. I think, you know, there's a lot of ways to love it. But do you think the MLBPA was upset with him? Do you think other players were upset with him because he probably could have got a lot more money somewhere else? Or is that just kind of mythical? Because we hear that all the time. When Jim Thome left, the stories were flying around left and right that he was getting pressure from the MLBPA. And how would you walk away from Philly when you're going to make a deal like that? And I just kind of wonder what the inside baseball story would be on that for Jose if the MLBPA would reach out and go, "What are you doing?" You know, one of those kind of stories.
Yeah, no, that's I've never been asked anything like that before. That is a real peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are supposed to know that. Someone's going to come to your show, open your door.
You've spent way too much time in New York, man. Way too much time.
I don't think that happens between the MLBPA and the player.
Right.
But that certainly happens between the union and the agent.
Ah.
The agent would certainly get a call and say, hey, listen, this is where he fits, and this is where we see him fitting, and what are the contracts? What does the contract look like with Cleveland? I mean, that kind of stuff I can certainly see happening. So it makes it even more courageous when a player says no to all of that kind of undue pressure and just does his own thing. Hey, listen, it's your career. It's not the MLBPA's career. It's not the owner's career. It's your career. So you can do what you wish to do with it. And Jose did that.
Ron Darling joining us. He'll be doing the color commentary on tonight's TBS broadcast of the Guardians in Chicago against the Cubs and baseball on TBS every Tuesday night. Ron does a great job with that. The Guardians can't score runs right now. We've talked about that a little bit, Ron, one of the lowest teams in Major League Baseball. There are a couple of young guys who have been hot in AAA. How do you balance, if you're Steven Vogt, if you're Chris Antonetti, if you're Mike Chernoff, the want to make the offense better, but being patient with the guys who are here rather than bringing up a guy who, though he might be doing okay in AAA, might not be quite ready yet?
Yeah. Well, I think that I always feel like your people, who are some of the smartest people in the game, are conservative. You know, they would rather that when the player does come up, that they stay up. That's always a hard call. I've seen players come up who had bad AAA numbers, and the next thing you know, they're the biggest part of your team. I've seen guys come up that are automatic shoe-ins. There's no way they're going to fail, and they go one for their first 50. So it is a very difficult call because it's not always about the player. Sometimes it's about it's not always about the stats. Sometimes it's about what the player has is insides. And also, from lots of discussions, the jump from AAA now to the big leagues is as big as it's ever been. The pitching in AAA, you will see average velocity of fastballs in the 92, 93 area, where you come to the major leagues, it's 95 to 96. That's a huge change, an uptick in velocity and speed of the game for players that are coming from AAA. But I think that your organization in the past has been very conservative. You're also a team that, you know, has a hard time going out and deciding to get a bat that's going to cost them a lot of prospects. or going to cost them a lot of money. So that's not going to happen as well. So going in as a fan that those are kind of the premises you're dealing with. If I were, Chris and, trying to think about what I can do, I always look at it this way. There's 26 guys in that room, Voter and his staff. They're grinding. I've never met anyone that's ever gone into a game or a season and says, you know what, I'm not going to be good today. Everyone always is trying to max out what they're doing. And I do know that the players in the room really appreciate when ownership and the people that run the team understand that and give them some oxygen every once in a while. I know that's a big boost.
Ron, thank you. As always, give the folks the lowdown on tonight. When will we see first pitch for you guys? And talks about a little bit about tonight's game against the Cubs.
Come on with Brian Anderson. I know you guys like Brian Anderson. He's one of the best in the game. He just did the French Open, Roland Garros, so I'm going to try to get him to do it in English.
Nice. Our broadcast.
So you can catch us at 7. But if you can, at 6:30 we have the pregame show, and it's Lauren Chahadi, mm-hmm. and it's Jimmy Rollins, and it's Pedro Martinez, and it's Curtis Granderson. But Jimmy's going to do a whole thing on Ramirez and switch hitting tonight. So if your fans love that kind of stuff, Jimmy's one of the best about talking baseball and especially switch hitting because he did it at a high level as well.
Outstanding. All right, please tell Brian Anderson we said hi from Cleveland because he'll always be our other Brian Anderson. If you get a chance, ask him about how the Brian Anderson, who's currently in Tampa, who's originally from Cleveland, stole his hotel room at a Fox conference. If you get bored, that'll be good to talk about over dinner tonight.
Well, listen, we might even do it in game. Well, when your Guardians have a 6-run lead, maybe we'll go into each of them cashing the wrong paycheck.
Okay. Oh, you got them all. And a 6-run lead? Man, I'm gonna start praying right now.
Yeah, we're good. Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Rod Darling was outstanding as a pitcher. He's also outstanding when you listen to him call any game. And tonight on TBS, MLB is spent, especially with our other friend, Brian Anderson. Not our Brian Anderson, the other Brian Anderson. They'll be calling the game tonight on TBS. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the Guardians were on three different channels over the weekend. And if you watch Friday night, you were watching on Apple TV, and then on Out of the Norm. And then coming back on Sunday, it was, you know, Breakfast with the Guardians against St. Louis on a Roku start. And you're like, well, where's the game? Where am I trying to find this? And then, I mean, really, if you want to watch all the games, it can start costing you some cash. And there was a really interesting article that came out of the New York Times. June Lee, maybe remember from ESPN, spending time with the New York Times right now, and wrote a fantastic piece. And the big number that he came up with was $4,785. So we wanted to get June on because we wanted to talk about this a little bit and how much it costs to be a sports fan now. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. June, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, so give me a little bit of background on the story that you decided to do, and then how you came up with this number, 4,785, on how much it costs to be a sports fan now. Because if you really start thinking about it, well, you made us think about it, June.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, where this story started was I was part of the ESPN layoffs in 2023. And, you know, I had a contract where I wasn't allowed to work for 2 years. And so, you know, I kind of took the opportunity to take a step back and figure out just like what it was like to be a sports fan today. Like, you guys are in this industry, like, you understand that when you work in sports, like, you watch sports a little bit differently than a fan, because, you know, you have to come up with opinions and you know, things to talk about on a day-to-day basis. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for me to just like sit back and figure out, like, you know, what is the fan experience actually like? And the thing that I noticed, and this was something I was already frustrated with, especially as a baseball fan, was the number of blackouts and the increasing number of streaming services. And then when I was just, you know, watching the NFL, watching the NBA, watching sports in general, it felt like over the last couple of years, the number of streaming services it took to watch everything was just continuing to increase. And it was just getting harder and harder to figure out where a game was actually playing on any given night. And, you know, the situation that you guys described about what it was like to watch the Guardians this past weekend, I think is becoming increasingly common across America. And so I just wanted to figure out, like, how expensive is it to actually be a sports fan? And so what I did was calculate the cost of being able to watch basically every single game as a hardcore sports fan in 2004 versus 2024. And that includes, you know, basically all the league packages, to the cost of internet now in 2024, 2025, a ticket to every single game. And I think it was two hats and two jerseys as a hardcore sports fan. And that number came up to $4,785. And it was a 260% increase, I believe, over the course of 20 years. And in that same time, wages in America have only risen by 87%. And so we're seeing this exponential growth cost, in being a sports fan, while, you know, the average American hasn't seen even double the wages increase in that same period.
June, with it costing more for the typical, let's just say in this case, baseball fan, to watch his or her team, then you have the teams maybe not getting the money that they used to. You know, Guardians are in a different situation now with the MLB package. Dodgers are in a completely different stratosphere. Same thing with the Yankees. It would appear to me that, okay, this is the golden goose that's, you know, laying the golden eggs, and eventually it's not going to be laying those golden eggs anymore. Do you think the sports are concerned that that's the situation, that this is like, hey, there's such a disparity here, this isn't going to work? Or are they okay with just trying to milk it for all they can right now?
I think that they're okay with milking it for all that they can. And I think you guys in Cleveland are actually really lucky in that you have a really good, well-run organization that's been able to kind of maximize the budget constraints that come with operating in a place like Cleveland. I know that I've talked to kind of smaller market executives that aren't in Cleveland, and they're having a much harder time because of the collapse of the regional sports network. And the gap right now, as you mentioned, between a team like the Dodgers, a team like the Yankees, even the Red Sox, Mets, Cubs, were able to make more money from their regional sports networks because they just simply have a bigger kind of base fan base, whether it's in the United States or around the world. They just have more cash on hand. And I think that we're going to start seeing more and more teams over the course of the next decade take money from private equity because, you know, the league's number one priority. I mean, I heard this from Major League Baseball, but I've heard this from the NBA and NFL as well about how international growth is the league's number one priority. I really think it's one of the most under-talked about stories in all of sports. And in order to be able to grow internationally, in order to grow fan bases and kind of build the power of American sports around the world, you know, you need more cash. And a lot of these organizations, are, you know, the owners, for reasons both justified and not, aren't willing to kind of take out money and loans from the bank on the values of these franchises, which continue to go up and up and up. And so, you know, because they need more cash, they're trying to just make as much money as they can year over year. I mean, we see this in Pittsburgh. I think that they're the foremost example where Bob Nutting is one of the most profitable owners in all of Major League Baseball. And the reason he does that is he puts out a cheap, terrible team every single year. And so if you're trying to compete, for example, like the Minnesota Twins, if you're trying to compete for a playoff spot and you want to spend money, but you also like don't have the cash to do it, they recently switched over this past season to a streaming over regional sports network model. They don't have as much cash on hand as they did in the past because they don't have that cable money flowing in. They don't have people who, you know, don't watch sports helping basically pay for the Twins payroll through cable. And so, you know, I really worry for where kind of these, you know, smaller market, mid-market teams are going to be headed in the future, because I really think that they're kind of prime candidates for private equity to be investing. And we've seen what private equity has done, not just in sports, but, you know, around the country across a whole different load of industries.
There was always talk, and it was Joe Tate that said this, right, Jeff? The great play-by-play guy for the Cavaliers, Joe Tate, would say that he thought at some point that the NBA would become, what was it,
like
Jeff?
Like a dinner theater.
Yeah, like dinner theater, because so few people would be able to afford to go to the games and sit there. And then it was funny because you were talking about the beginning about if you wanted to watch, you know, games with, and then you threw in two hats and two jerseys. But I don't think you didn't throw in parking or food into that, did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't.
So, I mean, how hard is it really to be a sports fan as a family of four? I think about it all the time. I mean, like going out to dinner used to be a lot of fun. Now it just feels like it's expensive. And then throw sports into it, it gets really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I think the story is kind of reflective of more than just sports right now. Like, we live in a time where in this past election, regardless of what your political views are, you know, people are talking about the price of eggs as a central political issue in the election. And so if people are complaining about the price of eggs, you know, what does that mean for, you know, being able to watch sports, which is, you know, obviously much more of a secondary concern about whether or not you can even afford eggs or food in the first place. And I think, you know, sports is one of those things, especially in a day and age where people aren't really watching the same TV shows anymore. Like, I imagine you guys have had the conversation with people in your life where someone mentions this great TV show that they're watching and you've never even heard of it before because it's on a streaming service that you might not be on, or you're just in like different information universes. And, you know, I think when we live in a time with as much political polarization as we do right now, sports is one of the few things that is able to unite people and is able to, you know, start small talk. And I really think that like trust is built through these kinds of small talk conversations. Like, if you're able to talk about whether or not you feel like, you know, the Guardians are doing a good job building out, I don't know, the pitching rotation or the bullpen or the depth in the roster, and you're able to have arguments about that with people who might have different political opinions from you, whether it's friends or family or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it really builds up a foundation for when you do have to talk about more serious issues to be able to tackle those with a place of, you know, feeling like you know that the person is coming from a good place because you've had these conversations about, you know, the Guardians bullpen or whatever it might be. And so, you know, sports has this massive potential to be this like uniter among people. And I think that the way that it is getting chopped up and become more expensive, just simply to even not even go to the game, but just like to watch it at home on TV, it frays those bridges that I really worry about in the day and age where there's just not a lot of things that people feel like they can relate to a stranger over.
June Lee joining us, sports journalist, great piece out in the New York Times over the weekend about the cost of trying to stay on top of all your sports and paying for all the different subscriptions. You can also watch June's YouTube channel. It's at IMAM, June Lee, JOONLEE. One thing you wrote in the New York Times thing, June, that I thought, man, that's so, it's right on the money. your dad, diehard Red Sox fan, and he doesn't watch anymore because of the cost that's involved, and he just doesn't want to pay for it. And I know fans who are just like that. And then you pointed out that the NFL, which of course is the most popular, you know, league on in our country, if not on the planet, soccer guys might argue with me on that, they're holding out and still doing network deals. But boy, you're seeing them all over the place now. Is the NFL the last holdout here for really hammering the network TV, or do you think that's going to go bye-bye in the years ahead?
I mean, from the conversations I've had with people on the media side, this we're just at the tip of the iceberg with where the NFL is at. I think that they've been the most conservative with moving over to streamers, but we saw this with the Christmas game last year. I had one of my really close friends. He's an Eagles fan. He went home for Christmas last year, and his mom was just asking him, like, why can't we just turn on the game? Like, why do you have to log in and do all these other things? And he's just like, well, that's just not how football works anymore. And, you know, I think the NFL has done a good job of trying to maintain as much access as possible through the broadcast network, since why it's the most popular, you know, league in the United States. But we're headed towards an era where, you know, Amazon games are already happening. YouTube is looming over all of this. You know, there's a lot of conversations that I've had with people over at YouTube where they're clearly expressing interest in moving further into sports, and they're going to be broadcasting a game for free. You know, that they're not going to require a subscription service for this, but it's going to be for free. But it's just another streaming service that you're going to have to go to watch a week one game, I think, in Brazil or in Mexico, one of the two. And so, you know, this is just – the NFL wants to grow – abroad as well, and in order to do that, you need to make those games much more accessible, and so to people around the world on the internet. And so I think we're at the tip of the iceberg, and from all the conversations, like, you know, the NFL's broadcast rights deals I think are up in 2029. People are really eyeing what the NFL is going to do to that, and they're almost, you know, whether it's broadcast networks, NBC, they're all kind of tiptoeing around the fact that, you know, they want to stay in the NFL's good graces, but also, you know, everything is moving to the internet. If the NFL wants to be able to maximize its ambitions to be a global sport, it's going to have to reach people on the internet, and it's going to kind of lead to more and more people having to pay up in order to do that, unless some of the circumstances change here.
June, great talking to you. Appreciate it. Love to have you back on some other time too. Especially that I think you made me smarter today when you just said sports. Sports is the uniter of conversations that can lead to more important conversations down the road. That's probably the most philosophical we've been in 13 years on this show.
Nice job, June.
So you have made us smarter today. Thank you, June.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, I think that these kinds of conversations happening on sports radio are really, really important.
It's awesome. Thank you, June. We'll talk to you June. Soon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we sit here in awe and we talk about, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting a $285 million Supermax deal. Insane. We talk about franchises that are worth $4 billion. We talk about expansion or TV rights or streaming and all of those things. And June Lee from the New York Times just joined us as we had the opportunity to talk to him. And, you know, here's a guy that worked for ESPN and then was in a no-work part of his contract after they let him go. And for 2 years, he sat out and was trying to figure out, you know, his next move. And part of that next move is writing now, and he writes for the New York Times. But, you know, he went out and wrote a piece about the expenses of being a sports fan and trying to figure out, you know, where's the game at and how many different streaming services do you have to own? And, you know, as we said, you look at the Guardians last week, you know, they were all over the place last week, and they were on three different networks in 3 different days.
Well, it's going to be 4 in 4 days tonight.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yep. Yeah, so now you're for your TBS tonight. They were on Roku early on Sunday. They were on their own network on Saturday. And then Friday night, they were on Apple TV. So
four games, 4 different outlets. That's confusing as all get out.
It was real simple at one point. It was 75 games on, or no, I think there was a 10-game or 11-game window where national TV could pick up your game. At one point, it was like 75 games for Channel 43, and then it was 75 games for Fox Sports Ohio. It was real simple. And before that, it was just Channel 43, right?
Yes, it was.
But and was
we,
it,
we played favorites.
But did you play all 150, though? I don't remember you playing all 150. No. And so I remember, you know, being over at Fox SportsNet, and people were so mad when these games, all the games went over to Fox SportsNet. That was super easy, right? 150. On Fox Sports now. I don't think you could have got any simpler than that. And
yes,
you know,
you could have.
If there was a game that wasn't on
150 on over the air television.
Or 162 on over the air television.
Yeah, it would have been easier.
Yeah. But and it would have to be on the same station every time, which was never gonna happen unless it was an independent channel like 43 was, right?
Yes.
If you think about it that way. Yeah. And because you know they've been with Channel 3 for forever, the Guardians have, just to even give you a couple games throughout the season. Or it's actually Channel 3. So, you know, you look at all this and you look at the cost of all these things. And then Julie, you know, hopped in and wrote this story that came out with $4,785 on how much it costs to be a sports fan. And this isn't, I'm not talking about the Guardians. I'm not talking about, you know, specifically the Browns, or I'm not specifically talking about the Cavaliers. I'm just saying how expensive it is. And, you know, you want to add in your own, if you want to throw in your college package there too. Now, maybe you got a pro team, a college team and a high school team. I mean, the high school team's costing you money. You want to follow along? And then maybe your youth team is costing you money because you're like, oh, man, I've got to have Game Changer because it's going to, you know, through AI, it's going to do play-by-play for me. So if I know, if I can't go to my kid's game now, I've got AI telling me my kid struck out or my kid just hit a home run or my kid did this. And by the way, you can watch now too. And so now you got another streaming service and you're along the way. So I thought it was interesting when you brought this to our attention, Jeff. $4,785 is what he calculated to be a pro sports fan. He didn't even, and he didn't calculate parking or food or any of those things. He was just talking about streaming and having different services to do that. And you know, the question is at what point is the bubble going to burst on this stuff?
I wonder about that. Am I the only one who does think that? You know, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander he's going to make over $70 million a year to play a team game. I mean, good for him, obviously. And if they weren't making the money, you wouldn't think they could afford to pay him.
They're not going to spend it if they're not. So what I thought initially when we started talking about that contract is, you know, if they can pay him that much, how much are they making?
How much are they making?
Year?
I know.
You know, that's just, okay, we're going to do that for our highest. Because the Indians / Guardians have always had that rule where they would never pay more. Remember, because I'll never forget this because it was during the Thoma negotiations. I can't believe I brought that up twice in one show. But they were super reluctant on paying one player 25% of the entire payroll.
Well, don't you get that,
because they just don't
though?
Think it's good business.
Yeah, I understand that.
To a point, unless you have a player, and I think in basketball it works a little bit better, maybe even in hockey, and a quarterback in football, that one player could drive the entire franchise, and that's why you call them a franchise player, because they're driving the franchise.
Yeah. I just, the way the prices are going, it's out of whack. The networks, the internet streaming outlets, I mean, they've got a lot of money, and I can understand why sports leagues and sports owners are more than willing to take the money. I just wonder, and we've thrown this out a lot, Andy, boxing did the same thing. Boxing used to be on ABC. There's Howard Cosell bringing you the fights. Mm-hmm. Those were the heydays of the heavyweight division, certainly.
Do you think the ultimate violence of the sport, though, was the downfall more than just trying to gouge?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No. Because look at MMA. MMA's become pretty available and wildly popular. And I just wonder, you know, I fear for the NFL a little bit. That sounds stupid, I know. But, okay, how many different platforms are you going to put your game on? We're already seeing it, you know, with the other sports. Where are you going to – you going to ace out your normal fan? Your fan who wants to watch on a nightly basis, you know, if you're baseball, you know, Jun Lee's dad, diehard Red Sox fan. I'm not going to pay that much to watch my team. And so he's moved on to other things in life. That's where I think there's a little bit of danger for the sports leagues. You know, people, for instance, Andy, mm-hmm. I love watching high school sports. I love watching college sports in person.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively inexpensive. Pick a favorite 13 or 14 year old baseball team and go follow them. It's fun.
Sure.
And it doesn't cost anything. And
does it not cost anything? Because
it costs minimal.
It's
minimal.
Cheaper than other things. But I mean, if you're a parent in that situation, yeah, no, and you know that, it's super expensive.
Well, you can still go follow a rec league team and just go.
If you want to go watch their home games or something.
You can go watch sports for free most every night in the summer somewhere. Watch some free baseball game if you want.
Yeah, and I think you brought this up once before. I think my kids even got moving heavily into sports. It was it's the whole going to a tournament for a weekend and having to buy a tournament pass.
Oh, yeah.
An expensive tournament pass to watch your own kid play after you've already paid the fee to get in the tournament, not to mention what you're paying to even be on the team in the first place. And, you know, I also think that
we're
outpricing ourselves in youth sports, too.
Yeah.
When you have to be on the road every weekend in hotels and you hear about these sports bankruptcies all the time for families that just, they want to be involved in it. They still want to continue it. Their athlete or their young athlete may have a chance to compete at the next level, but it's very slim. No one wants to realize that when you're in the moment. And then you realize how much money you've put out at the end of the year, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I spent that much money.
I worry that the big sports are going to put themselves behind so many paywalls that the average sports fan will lose interest. It's not that they can't afford it.
It's that they can't find it, like he was saying?
No, it's not even that. It's that they get apathetic about it and they don't care. You know, the money's okay, fine. I get that. I understand. You might not want to pay. You might not be able to afford to pay. But it's when the sports fan becomes apathetic or angry about it. And then they turn the page and they go to something else. And I wonder.
So do you think that's what happened to boxing? Let me go back.
Yes, I do, actually.
That sports fans just became apathetic about it?
No.
It went to movie theater style or that.
Exactly. And you had to pay so much for it and all of a sudden it's not out there. I mean, the heavyweight division in the 1970s, late 60s, 1970s was awesome. You had so many great fighters and they're on TV all the time. You're watching, you know, boxing was, it was boxing and baseball in like the 1930s. They were the biggest sports in our country. And, you know, for other reasons, football came along and basketball grew and boxing was brutal and it diminished a little bit. But then, you know, after the 70s, you know, because think about some of the great, you know, heavyweights we had in that era, you know, Frazier, Ali, Foreman, Larry Holmes followed them. You know, in between, you had guys like Ernie Shavers from Warren. You had guys who were pretty dang good. And name me one heavyweight fighter right now other than Tyson Fury. Don't Google. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I loved heavyweight boxing. And it's only my slight concern. I don't think it'll happen. Won't happen in our lifetimes. But I just wonder if one day the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, put themselves behind so many pay windows that sports fans get apathetic about it and they just go about other things.
You know, when we first started talking about this morning, last night, just out of the blue, my wife was watching a movie. I sat down and watched it. It's The Boys in the Boat, and it's about the 1936 Berlin Olympics, where the University of Washington's rowing team, the JV team, ended up representing the United States in the Olympics, and then they ended up winning the gold. I didn't want to give it away, but I might as well give it away. I mean, you should know what it is. So, but what I thought was crazy was, you know, they were showing the national championship with all the major universities that were competing, and they had the announcer say, well, there's more than 100,000 here to watch this race. And I'm like, there was 100,000 people to go out there and watch rowing? And then they showed, like, I was blown away by the fact that they had a railroad alongside of the river that had a giant grandstand that moved along with the rowers. And I was like, did I miss something that rowing was that popular? And if you go back almost 100 years now, it was a hugely popular sport to go watch. And I had to learn that this morning. Like, I never once thought, I always thought it was kind of cool if you wanted to watch rowing, but I never could conceive, you know, 100,000 wanting to go see that. And I was like, wow. That story in that movie is the book is really good, but the movie is really good too. If you want to see it, but I wonder about these sports that you talk about, boxing in this case was rowing, that is super popular, but you know, now they're maybe Olympic sports. And by the way, it's hard to find boxing even in the Olympics, Jeff. It's not the same way it was, because we always have a couple really good boxers from Cleveland that find their way close to the Olympics or on the Olympic team.
Think of the 76 Olympic team. It was a huge deal for the United States.
All right, much more to talk about when we come up. It's been a fantastic day. Warren Sharp, sharpfootball.com, his 2025 football preview is out. What do we need to know about our Browns? Warren Sharp, next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50%.
20% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.